KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports this morning, most high school football and cross-country teams started practices this week, and coaches are being reminded to make sure that their athletes are drinking plenty of water. James Lang, an Iowa State University assistant professor of kinesiology, says having a hydration strategy is critical to keeping kids safe. He says that strategy should include liquids 2 to 3 hours before practice.
And that could be, let's say, a 16-ounce glass of water. And then during a practice session, having a strategy to be drinking maybe every 15 to 20 minutes during the practice.
Lang advises coaches to be proactive about hydration rather than reactive.
The best index for them is going to be body weight, and that's something a coach can easily incorporate with an athlete. So make sure that, you know, weigh yourself before practice and then weigh yourself after, and essentially trying to drink back that weight lost. So for every pound lost, that would be about 16 ounces of fluid.
In addition to plenty of water, Lang suggests coaches give athletes time to acclimate to the heat by scheduling practices in the early morning or evening, and for football players, limiting pad use in the first week. Lang says the warning signs of dehydration can be subtle, but generally include a dull headache, dizziness, or nausea.
And that can progress to vomiting, more severe headache, and at that point you're starting to get kind of into heat exhaustion, but also starting to get into borderline heat stroke.
According to Lang, coaches should require athletes to take water breaks rather than simply making water available. Well, Major League Baseball action yesterday, Matt Carpenter's 30th home run of the season broke a 2-2 tie in the eighth inning of the Cardinals' 3-2 victory against the Marlins in a game heard here last night on KJAN. Carpenter has homered 13 times in his last 22 games to take over the National League lead by one over Colorado's Nolan Arenado. Miami led 2-0 until Paul DeJong hit a two-run blast in the seventh inning. We'll have more action tonight for you, 5:15 is pregame, Cardinals and the Marlins in the final game of that series. Also in the National League last night, Washington and Atlanta split a doubleheader with Washington winning 8-3 in the opener. The Braves beat the Nationals 3-1 in the second game. Cincinnati topping the New York Mets 6-1. San Diego over Milwaukee 11-5. Pittsburgh beat Colorado 10-2. Philadelphia over Arizona 5-2. In interleague play, Mike Montgomery and three relievers combined on a six-hitter as the Cubs blanked the Royals 5-0. Montgomery scattered four hits over six innings for Chicago as they lead the National League Central by 2.5 games over Milwaukee. David Bote laced a two-run triple in the first to open up the scoring and added an RBI single in the fifth inning. Also in interleague play, Houston beat San Francisco 2-1. The L.A. Dodgers over Oakland 4-2. In the American League, Boston over Toronto in 10 innings, 10-7. Minnesota beating Cleveland 3-2. Tampa Bay topping Baltimore 4-3. Texas 11-4 over Seattle. The New York Yankees beat the Chicago White Sox in 13 innings 4-3. The L.A. Angels over Detroit 11-5. Also in baseball news, Boston Red Sox ace Chris Sale is scheduled to come off the 10-day disabled list and start against the Baltimore Orioles on Sunday. Sale has not pitched since July 27th against Minnesota because of mild left shoulder inflammation. The Cy Young Award candidate is 11-4 and leads the American League with a .204 earned run average and 207 strikeouts. Angels rookie Shohei Ohtani will throw a bullpen session Saturday in his latest significant step in his two-way sensation's return to the mound. Ohtani hasn't pitched since June 6th after spraining a ligament in his elbow. Ohtani and the Angels are attempting to determine whether he can return to regular pitching without needing Tommy John surgery. Yankees outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury is officially out for the season following left hip surgery that has an expected recovery time of about 6 months. The 34-year-old Ellsbury has been out all season with a number of injuries, including an oblique strain and a sore back. The Nationals have signed free agent reliever Greg Holland, who was designated for assignment on July 27th after recording a .792 earned run average in 32 games for the Cardinals. Holland pitched a scoreless seventh inning in Game 1 of Washington's doubleheader on Tuesday, striking out three and walking one. The Brewers have put right-hander Matt Albers on the 10-day disabled list because of a strained left hamstring. Right-hander Jordan Lyles, claimed off of waivers Sunday from San Diego, was added to their roster. Well, Big 12 coaches and football junkies know all about Iowa State junior running back David Montgomery. Montgomery is poised to make his presence felt throughout the rest of the country this fall. Montgomery racked up 1,146 yards rushing and 11 touchdowns in 2017, but those numbers fail to fully show how impressive he was in just his second season at that position. Montgomery also forced a national best 109 missed tackles. That's a stat compiled by the website Pro Football Focus while running behind a line that was average on its best days. Montgomery will be the focal point of both Iowa State's offense and opposing defenses this season, which starts on September 1st against South Dakota State. But Montgomery instead deferred to a talented supporting cast during Tuesday's media day, cracking a few jokes in an effort to deflect the attention. Montgomery converted from quarterback to running back when he arrived on campus in 2016. After earning first-team All-Big 12 honors at his new position, it's safe to say that Montgomery won't be called upon as a placeholder. Montgomery scored twice in last year's opening night win over Northern Iowa and added 112 yards in a loss to rival Iowa. Montgomery bowled over Hawkeyes All-American linebacker Josie Jewell for a touchdown in that one, essentially sealing his status as the team's starter. Iowa State, which went 8-5 in 2017, then went on to a stellar season. Montgomery said he doesn't have any statistical goals in mind for 2018, but he should be in a position to surpass last year's numbers with four starters back along the offensive unit. In NFL news, Antonio Callaway is proving to be a possession receiver, but not in the manner the Cleveland Browns had hoped. The Browns rookie has been cited for marijuana possession after his car was pulled over by police in Strongville, Ohio on Sunday. The police report says Callaway failed to yield to oncoming traffic and was in possession of a small amount of marijuana under his seat. Callaway was also driving with a suspended license. The Browns selected Callaway in the fourth round of this year's draft, despite his troubled past at Florida. He was suspended last season for involvement in a credit card fraud case. He also tested positive for marijuana at the NFL Combine in February, which caused several teams to stay away from him. Colts coach Frank Reich says Andrew Luck will start and is expected to play about a quarter in Thursday night's preseason opener at Seattle. Luck has not played in more than 19 months while recovering from surgery on his throwing shoulder in January of 2017. Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown says he would never kneel during the national anthem. The Cleveland Browns great and social activist said Tuesday night that he respects players' rights to do what they want, but his preference is that they would stand during the Star-Spangled Banner. Brown spoke before an HBO premiere of Hard Knocks, which is chronicling the team and training camp. He championed civil rights during his playing career and became an activist in retirement. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst has been calling on Congress to launch its own investigation of the U.S. Olympic Committee to see why a sports doctor was allowed to treat athletes for years after dozens of complaints.
Like many Americans, I was horrified to hear of the crimes committed by Larry Nassar, the USA gymnastics doctor who abused hundreds of young athletes.
Since January, Ernst has joined with other senators on a number of occasions to call for a congressional response. Ernst says Nassar's actions and the individuals and institutions who protected him are reprehensible.
When these athletes reported the abuse to those they trusted, people within their university, their gymnastics club, Olympic leadership, or people that their parents paid to grow them into strong and healthy athletes, they were shut down, they were ignored, and told there was nothing to see here.
The U.S. Olympic Committee's chairman resigned at the end of February, and Nassar essentially has been sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. But Ernst says problems persist in the U.S. Olympic Committee and its affiliates that must be investigated and addressed.
Even more maddening is that these organizations rake in millions of dollars a year and enjoy tax-exempt status.
As a student at Iowa State University, Ernst volunteered at a rape crisis center, and Ernst says that experience showed her survivors are forever altered by the abuse that they endure.
Abuse like this is not something you can just simply forget. We must take survivor stories seriously and ensure they are heard.
The U.S. Center for Safe Sport has been created to oversee abuse complaints from athletes training for the Olympics. The U.S. Olympic Committee is a federally chartered organization. It oversees 47 other groups like USA Gymnastics that govern the individual and team sports that are part of the Summer and Winter Olympic Games. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.